It's the practice of self-compassion, the energy of self-compassion being accessible through two different sounds. Self-compassion has the energy of relaxation, which we can access through a deep sigh. So you might play with this if you like. It has that sound of ha. And self-compassion also has the sound of tenderness. It's that sound that we often spontaneously make in the presence of puppies and kittens and babies. It might sound just a little bit like, aww. You might just notice how it feels in your own body to express these sounds or to hear these sounds if you were receiving them. I often find that a smile shows up on my face, or there's a little bit more ease in my belly. And so letting that be an entry point into connecting with the body, and you might just let there be a gentle connection with the body as a whole, beginning at the crown of the head and sweeping down towards the feet. Kind of like a warm sunbeam, just melting its way over each region of the body, neck and head and face. As each region of the body is touched, maybe just a deep breath and a gentle invitation to soften, settle. Feeling that sunbeam sweep over shoulders and down arms. Inviting hands to melt into your lap. And that warmth to just wrap itself around the torso. Calming and comforting the heart center, the belly, the back body. And just letting that warm sunbeam wash through the pelvic region and just glide down the legs from hips all the way to ankles, just massaging and melting the feet. Feeling the solidity, steadiness, groundedness of the body, present. There was a time I disdained hope. But now, what can I do but marvel as hope grows like a seed without soil, putting down roots despite lack? And it isn't that what hope is, a sprout that grows when conditions are poor, as if to prove that sometimes potential depends less on what surrounds us and more on what is living through us.